This is KCUR 89.3. Earlier this week, Southwest Early College Campus held its final graduation ceremony. It was a night of celebration for the graduates of this Kansas City public school, but also a night of mourning as they honored one special classmate. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope digs into the story of one young woman whose death shocked her community.
Tuesday night, around 70 students from Southwest Early College campus walked down the center aisle at Unity Temple to pomp and circumstance. As they took their seats, one seat remained empty in the front row. Principal Earl Williams addressed the crowd at the start of the ceremony.
Towards the end of the school year, we lost one of our special seniors.
On March 21st, 18-year-old Deja Bosby was found dead in a motel room in South Kansas City. Principal Williams told the students much of the night would be dedicated to her, but he could hardly finish his sentence. You could actually feel the support for her brimming in the room. Graduation caps were decorated in pink, Deja's favorite color, with glitter surrounding her name and photos of her. Deja was at the top of her class at Southwest. She was an honors student, a member of the cheerleading squad, and set to graduate with enough credits for an associate's degree from Penn Valley.
She was so remarkable. She was so special, like, inhuman. It's like, the way she was is inhuman. Like, she just does things that a regular person in her situation wouldn't do.
I met up with her close friend, Wasiba Hamad, a few days before graduation. We sat flipping through old photos of Deja that she had printed.
I remember my memory card got full off of her selfies. Yeah. These are, like, pictures of her closest friend, Frankie India, her little sister.
I feel like I can really see her energy in these photos.
Yeah, I told you, she's so crazy. Yeah, she was so funny and, like, always smiling, always wants to take pictures.
What was it like to be at her funeral?
Oh, my God. So it was so crazy. Like, walking in there, you know, I saw the casket. And it's the first time me seeing, like, a dead body, her dead body. And instantly, like, my heart dropped to my stomach. She looked so fake. She didn't look like herself. She didn't have her spirit no more.
Deja's funeral was on April 1st.
It was on April Fool's Day. And I was like, because she's such a jokester, I was like, she's going to hop up anytime. And be like, oh, I was just playing you guys. But it didn't happen. She never got up. She just was there in that position. And then they closed the casket.
Wasiba remembers the church was so packed, people had to stand in the back. It was the day before the funeral when the first news came out about Deja, an article in the Kansas City Star. That was 10 days after her death. Local TV stations didn't cover it. To be fair, neither did KCUR. The first follow-up by the Star came over a month later. This past week, police finally released confirmation that the case was a homicide and that she died by suffocation.
This is a Kansas City, Missouri school girl who's an honor student, and she got murdered. And you don't have her story on the news? That doesn't make sense. Like, it's unfair. Like, I feel like if it was a suburban white child that went through the same thing that Deja did, finding the body in a motel room with unsolved murder, I feel like the whole media would cover it.
Wasiba thinks if it had been covered earlier, the investigation might be further along.
Acting like it didn't happen or her murder doesn't matter or is not newsworthy.
Diane Burkholder of the organization One Struggle KC says she's not surprised by the lack of coverage by mainstream media.
I think regarding this case, it's indicative of cases across the country. It doesn't actually hit anyone's radar. There needs to be a push for families to be able to tell their own story in order for justice to fully be served.
Justice hasn't been served yet, but Deja's death has transformed the lives of those who knew her.
The school was shut down.
Nyla Brown echoes a sentiment I heard from a lot of Deja's classmates. Everything changed after her death. As the end of the school year approached, many Southwest seniors were losing motivation. On top of that, their school was going to close. Then Deja, who had been accepted to more than 12 colleges, who used to offer to help students she'd never even met before write papers, she died. And Wasiba says the number of kids on track to graduate jumped.
So it went from like 20-something to like 63. I kid you not.
The senior class pulled together and made it to graduation because, Wasiba says, they had to, for Deja. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.